Dictation test.
1번
Many people feel tired when they travel by plane. Here is an exercise you can do in your seat on a long plane flight that will reduce jet lag. 1st, sit up straight. Put your fingers together and raise your arms to chest level, keeping your elbows straight and your palms facing outward. 2nd, bend forward at the waist and then relax.
2번
Hi, Alex. What's up?
Hi, Patty. You have told me there is a nice pizza place near your apartment. A very famous chef runs the place.
Yes, that's Jamie's Kitchen.
Right. Can you tell me exactly where it is?
You know where my apartment is, right?
Yes.
It's right across from the main gate of my apartment.
Oh, I think I can find it. Thanks.
Number 1.
What do you want to be in the future?
I want to be a fashion model.
Number 2.
Are there any rooms available?
Sorry, none at the moment.
Number 3.
How can I get to the department store?
Go straight this way. It's a 5-minute walk away.
Number 4.
Have you heard about the new clothing store near here?
No, I have no idea.
Number 5.
This is too small for me. Do you have a bigger one?
Sure, try this one.
Excuse me, is the tennis court still being repaired?
Yes, you can't use it today.
Why is it taking so long? The work started last Wednesday and it's already Tuesday today.
It's almost done. I think it will be open again from Friday.
If the repair's almost done, can't I play on the court tomorrow?
Safety inspectors will come on Thursday. Please come back on Friday.
Let me introduce a new friend who transferred to our school today. Her name is Celine. And she is 14 years old. As you can see, she isn't Korean. She is from France and speaks French. She just moved to Korea, so she is not good at Korean. Everything in Korea is new to her, so please understand her situation and be nice to her. I hope everyone can be good friends.
Tom, do you know what time it is?
I'm so sorry, Mom. I won't be late again.
Dad called you more than 10 times. Where were you?
I was playing basketball with some of my classmates. My phone's battery was dead, so I couldn't call you.
You could have used one of your friends' cell phones.
Right. I should have done it. I'm so sorry.
This is not the first time. What's wrong with you?
I am really sorry, Mom. I promise I won't be late again.
Number 1.
How was the movie?
It was great. I'm fascinated by the actors.
Number 2.
I lost my umbrella this morning.
That's too bad.
Number 3.
Don't give up. You'll make it next time.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Number 4.
Do you agree with me?
Actually, I don't.
Number 5.
It's all my fault. Please forgive me.
Oh, it's okay. Never mind.
Where are you, Ronald?
I'm here in my room, Mum.
Come out here right now.
Okay, what's going on?
Look at your socks on the floor. I told you many times, you must put them in the laundry box when you take them off.
I'm so sorry. I'll put my socks in the basket next time.
Okay.
Good morning.
Hi. Are you ready for the exam?
I studied the whole night.
You mean you didn't sleep at all?
Yes. I don't think I can stay awake during the exam.
Studying without sleeping makes you too tired to take the exam well. I've said it before.
Right. I didn't realize it before, but now I can't agree with you more.
Hello.
Hi, I need some fruit for my grandmother.
Take these pears. They are sweet and juicy.
How much are they?
$1 each, but $4 for 5.
How about these oranges?
$2 each, but $9 for 5.
Okay, I'll take 5 pears and 5 oranges.
Thanks. I'm sure your grandmother will like them.
How can I help you?
Hi, I need to repair my cell phone.
What's the problem?
The screen is broken. I can't read text messages.
Why is that?
I dropped it on the stairs by mistake.
All right. Can you fill out this form?
Sure. How much will it cost?
Well, the repairman has to check it first.
When you want to send a package at the post office, you have to take it there between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. on weekdays. The postage rate is based on the weight of your package. The heavier the package is, the higher the rate is. You can either pay the postage when you send it or have the receiver pay for it. For all packages, you have to write the name, address, and phone number of both you and the receiver on the box.
Wow, it's Friday. How are you feeling today, David?
Good. You got an invitation text message from Julie, right?
What? Oh, I just checked it.
Well, just let me know if you're going to go to Julie's birthday party this evening.
Yes, I would love to go. So, 6 o'clock at Pizza Factory, right?
You got that right. Have you heard of junk food? Many people like it. That's probably because it's simple and tastes very good. However, you need to know it is not good for your health. They are very high-calorie and sugar-rich foods. Eating too much junk food can cause various adult diseases. Try not to eat those foods and eat more vegetables. It was a wonderful dinner, Mom. I'm sure you are the best cook in the world.
Thank you. Do you want some more chicken, Eric?
No, thanks. I've had enough.
Okay, then now I'm going to do the dishes.
Is there anything I can help you with, Mom?
No, it's okay. You just go to your room and do your homework.
Mom, then I can throw away the food waste.
Oh, really? Okay, that will be great.
Star Travel Agency.
Hi, I wonder if I could change the date of my flight.
Let me check. Your name, please?
Judy Park.
Okay. You're leaving for Sydney on August 6th and coming back on August 10th.
Yes, I was going to, but I'd like to come back on August 9th.
Hold on, please. Yes, you can change your flight.
Thank you.
Dad, I don't think I can ride a bike anymore.
Just give it a try, Dorothy. You can do it.
Oh, no, Dad. I'm so scared.
You're doing great, honey.
I think I should stop it for now.
All right. Maybe that's enough for today.
It's very hard to ride a bike. I thought it would be easy.
Don't give up, honey. You'll do better next time.
How was your vacation?
I had a lot of fun. I stayed at my grandparents' all vacation.
Where do they live?
In Busan. They live nearby a seashore. I played by the sea every day.
It sounds like you had a lot of fun. I envy you. My vacation was boring.
Maybe you should come with me next summer. What do you think of my new backpack?
It looks good on you. Where did you buy it?
I bought it at the souvenir shop at En Sol Tower.
I didn't know they sell backpacks too.
Why don't we go there together sometime? It's a nice place to look around and there are good restaurants too.
Sounds great. How about next Saturday?
Eugen is planning to travel to Japan. During her trip, a piano concert by Yuki Kurimoto is going to be held in Tokyo. She really wants to see his concert. However, the website provides information in Japanese only, so she can't book a ticket. She calls her friend who is good at Japanese. In this situation, what would Eugen most likely say to her friend?